It's time for Marty Lurie's greatest games in Giants history.
Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and just like the G-Men, Georgie Brothers Furniture in South San Francisco is filled with the newest traditions of fine furniture. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture. Established in 1933, the Georgie Brothers Furniture family would now like to invite you to this week's greatest game with Marty Lurie
on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
This is Marty Lurie with another great game in Giants franchise history. Fans, on this one, we're going to go back to August 9th of 1987. It's a doubleheader at Candlestick, 46,434 there, and the opposition, the Cincinnati Reds, who will be chasing the Giants during this 1987 Western Division race in the National League. The Giants start the day at 500. They are 55-55. Now, pitching for the Reds is a right-hander, Ted Power, and pitching for the Giants is Mike Kruko. Kruko comes into this game. Now, remember, this is August 9th with a record of 2-6. He's had a tough season, injuries and things like that, and he now goes against the Cincinnati Reds in the first game of this doubleheader. All right, for the Reds, Cal Daniels in left, Buddy Bell at third, Eric Davis in center, Dave Parker in right, Bo Diaz catching, Nick Asaski at first, Davey Concepcion at second, Barry Larkin at short, and Ted Power on the mound. For the Giants, Eddie Milner in center field, Kevin Mitchell at third. Now, of course, he came over in the trade that year. Mike Aldretti in left, Will Clark at first, Chili Davis in right, Bob Brenly catching, Robbie Thompson at second, Uribe at short, and Mike Kruko on the hill. Here's the way it gets going. In the Giants first, Milner gets a walk. He steals second, goes to third on a fly ball by Kevin Mitchell. Mike Aldretti knocks him in on a ground ball to second, the old productive out. The Giants take a 1-0 lead. Will Clark then comes up, and Will Clark just has a tremendous season, and he hits home run number 24, which gives the Giants a 2-0 lead, as Mike Kruko tells us about Will Clark.
And watching him and the way that he carried himself, he really, really was like no other player I had ever seen. And I knew he was going to be special, and he certainly was here in the Bay Area. What he brought to this franchise, I really believe that when Al Rosen came over in 1985 and all the other transition we had, I believe that the one person responsible for the renaissance and the resurgence of this great organization was Will Clark. What he did, and then I'll never forget, it was what made him special.
In the Giants' third, Mike Kruko leads off with a fly to right. Eddie Milner flies to left. Kevin Mitchell doubles. It's his 15th double of the year. And Aldretti again comes up with a big hit, a single to center field. And the Giants take a 3-0 lead. Meanwhile, for Mike Kruko, pitching a gem today. For the Cincinnati Reds, the first five innings, it's 15 up and 15 down. They go to the sixth inning now with one out in the sixth, so Kruk has retired 16 in a row. Barry Larkin singles. Terry Francona gets a base hit, first and second. Cal Daniels grounds out to short, moving the runners to second and third. Now, this is a 3-0 game here, and Buddy Bell flies out to left, preserving the lead for the San Francisco Giants. We move into the ninth inning. Mike Kruko's only given up three hits against the Reds in this first game of the doubleheader. In the ninth inning, Cal Daniels gets a base hit to center. Buddy Bell pops up to third. And Eric Davis hits a home run to left field, number 32 for him, a tremendous player. And the Reds now trailed 3-2. Well, Roger Craig comes out. That's it for Mike Kruko. And he brings in Craig Lefferts, another part of the Mitchell trade earlier that year. And he gets Dave Parker on a ground ball to second. Roger Craig comes out to the mound again and gets Don Robinson, relief pitcher who came over July 31st. Don Robinson was surprised to be a Giant.
Well, I get a phone call on July 31st at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It says, listen, man, we need you to come over to the ballpark. So got dressed, went over to the ballpark. He said, look, we need you to go out and throw. So I said, I'm fine. He said, well, we just need to throw. We're going to move your start back till Sunday. So I go down and throw in the bullpen for about 15 minutes. And they said, how you doing? I said, I'm doing fine. Nothing wrong. Back's fine. Well, come in, take a shower, sit down. Now, at St. Louis, we were in that little small clubhouse there. They wasn't in that big clubhouse. So I'm sitting in my locker. He comes out and says, I need to talk to you again. Walk in, he says, listen, I ain't kidding you this time. Okay, you've been traded to San Francisco. And I went, San Francisco? You got to be kidding me. San Francisco, cold?
And he ends the game by getting Bo Diaz to ground out to third. And the Giants win the game 3-2. For the Reds, it's 2-5-0. For the Giants, 3-6-1. They win this first game of the doubleheader. Don Robinson gets the save, his 13th of the year. He'll end up with 7 saves for the Giants on the season. 2 hours, 22 minutes. The Giants now go to 56-55. Game two, they also win it 5-2 behind Kelly Downs. And Roger Craig has a number of squeeze bunts in that play, and that was one thing he was famous for. The Giants win game two, 5-2. Why is this game important? Because the Giants never saw 500 again. They end this day 57-55 and end the year going 35-17. They win the West with a record of 90-72. The Reds come in second, 84-78, and the Giants sweep the Reds in this one, and they never see 500 again. Looking at this season, Mike Odoretti, 325, 396 on base, 462 slugging. For Mike Kruko, 3 complete games that year, pitched a great game in the League Championship Series, game 4 that squared the series at 2-2 against the Cardinals, a 9-inning, 9 hits, 2 runs, a walk, and 3 strikeouts, a complete game for Kruk. For Don Robinson, 25 games on the year. For the Giants, 5-1 with 7 saves, including this one on August 9th, 1987 against the Reds. But the big story, Will Clark, 35 homers, 91 RBIs, a 951 OPS, and Mike Kruko tells us more about Will Clark.
It was so refreshing in spring training is that we didn't have to answer a lot of questions because the motto was the new kids on the block, and Will took a lot of heat. He took a lot of the media. Nobody really was concerned about the guys who had been on the team. They wanted about the guys who were going to be on this team.
Fans, that's another great game in Giants franchise history. This is Marty Lurie. Be back again next week with another great game in Giants franchise history.